Forward Momentum.
Forward Momentum presents Sea of Stars, Odyssey.
The Solar Federation is no more. The Earth is in the possession of an alien species known as the Valbardan. The peace has been shattered, and the winds of war howl throughout the galaxy. In the final moments of the disastrous Battle of Alpha, the Argo was ordered to flee, leaving the rest of the Solar Federation fleet at the mercy of the Valbardan Armada. At the conclusion of the battle, the Valbardan issued a statement to the galaxy. We will take your wave motion technology from you, for the good of all, or we can simply destroy you. Worse for Cade Morgan, however, the statement was read jointly by Baharak Gao of the Valbardan and his own brother Edward.
Captain's Log, September 29th, 2265. The Valbardan have taken control of all Solar Federation territories. Following the Battle of Alpha, their fleet went on to attack the colony stations around Alpha itself. They fell within hours. Barnard Star has also gone silent, so we must conclude that they too have fallen to the invaders. Presently, the Argo is moored to a large asteroid far outside any known traffic lanes. We continue to repair battle damage and fine-tune all ships' systems. In the battle, we lost 11 crew and 40 more were injured, including Senator Lane, who was doing triage when an energy conduit blew mere feet from him. He's stable, but in cryostasis while the extensive damage to his right leg is repaired. Dr. Grigorov is extremely hopeful, but he's also terribly overworked. We took quite a hit at Alpha. We need to hit back, and soon.
The Star Force are not the only party on the galactic stage licking their wounds. In orbit around Galmania rides the remainder of the Galman fleet. Aboard his flagship, Fleet Admiral Kine, along with two guards, stride purposefully down hallways, towards a blank, featureless cell, in which, chained by her wrists to a steel table, sits Dila Rukali.
Ah, the Sapphire Angel herself. I do hope you're comfortable, my dear.
I admit, I've been better.
Indeed. My apologies for the accommodations. We've been a bit busy piecing the fleet back together and preserving whatever scraps of our society remain.
How many?
Survived. On the surface, none. The entire planet was reduced to char and ash. In orbit, the Valbardan took control of a full-third of our fleet. On their way out of the system, they attacked every orbiting ship they could. They destroyed or disabled another 20%. Half our strength is gone.
Terrible.
Which is in part why I'm here. I've read your statement that your father's men and the Terran Sheridan kidnapped you, broke your father out of his detention cell, and then tried to flee with you both.
That's right.
And your little show with the spaceport.
That was no show. I shot my father, didn't I?
Yes, in the shoulder. Well, whether you are a loyal officer, a spy, or a traitor is utterly irrelevant. The fact is, right now, I need you. Not just for your skills, but for who you are. Your fame, your notoriety as the Sapphire Angel. The Galman cannot be divided. I am prepared to offer you reinstatement and a promotion to full strike leader, with an entire attack group to command.
And the price for this offer?
None. As I say, we must be united. The Empire will not survive if petty factionalism drives us apart now. We must gather our strength and strike back at the Vorbardon and their human allies.
Allies?
Of course. Did you not see their broadcast? The human Edward Morgan? He was here on Galmania, delivered into our midst by the Argo herself. Without their treachery, this debacle would never have occurred.
Sir, kindly remove these chains. Request permission to join my unit. We have work to do.
Across space, the Argo remains concealed by its asteroid cover. The crew, however, are only beginning to come to grips with their new situation.
Personal log, September 30th, 2265. He's still alive. I can't believe it. It just doesn't seem possible. There's a roiling mass of snakes in my gut right now. At times, I feel happy, sad, furious. But what's worse is that I think it's all counteracting itself. Most of the time, I just feel incredibly numb. My brother is alive, and he betrayed us all. I think I'd rather he stayed dead.
Lieutenant Holtz, shift change.
Oh, good. Oh, sorry. It's been a rough day. All yours.
Night, Thea.
What is that?
Thea Holtz follows the unusual music. Eventually, she tracks it two decks down, to the observation dome on the stern side of the conn tower. The dome is occupied by one person, Cade Morgan, who stands at the railing, harmonica to lips.
Huh?
What is this, Cade? Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
It's all right. I was just thinking.
That was beautiful music, but it was so sad.
Fits the mood, then. This thing was my brother's. My mom gave it to him. Probably the only keepsake he had of our folks. He gave it to me, just before we left Galmania.
Why did he do that, do you think?
Because he was planning on betraying me. Earth. Everything.
Cade.
He knew, damn it. He said goodbye, cut the last tie. He knew we were going into that ambush. He knew, damn it.
Maybe not.
No, he did! It fits! He turned his back on me! He spit on the graves of our parents! Everything they raised us to believe! But do you know the worst part?
No. Tell me.
I'm alone now. He was all I had. I hate him! Damn him!
Cade!
I want to hate him. I want to kill him. I want... my brother.
Cade, no.
Thea, what are you?
I will not let you hurt yourself again. Do not do this to yourself. He has done horrible things, terrible things, but he is still your brother. Some part of you still feels that. Let it.
But I...
I am here. I am also alone. Maybe we can be alone together?
Minutes later, Thea enters her room. Her roommate, Addie Beaumont, is inside, working at their desk.
Hey, Thea.
Thea wordlessly brushes by, falling onto her bunk and clutches her pillow to her chest, eyes wide.
Thea? Honey, what's wrong?
I was... talking to Cade.
And?
He was angry. So angry and hurt. by his brother, and...
Thea, are you okay? What happened?
I put my arms around him. I told him I was alone too, and he kissed me.
Did you want him to?
I don't know. It made me feel happy, scared.
Thea, was that your first kiss?
Yes.
I see. Okay, how did you, respond?
I froze. When it was over, I turned and walked away.
Oh, Thea. No wonder.
What should I do, Addie? I'm so confused.
I know, sweetie. It's okay, we'll figure something out.
High in the captain's cabin, Madeline Venture is reviewing the Valbardin's message. Ever since the initial broadcast, something about it has bothered her. She hopes to find some clue, some hint, that may lead to an advantage.
Come.
I'm sorry to bother you, Captain, but I thought we might have a word.
Yes, Reg. Please, come in. Have a seat.
Reviewing the Valbardin?
Yes. Something about what they said is sticking in my craw. Something I can't put my finger on. Anyway, what's on your mind?
It's about my actions during the battle. I wanted to apologize.
For what? Doing your job? I noted in my log that you should receive a commendation for it.
You did? Excuse me, I'm a bit confused.
Reg, I froze. I was so determined to not screw up, to do it right, to save the fleet. All I did was endanger this ship, and nearly disobeyed orders in the process. I don't know how this is all going to shake out, but I know this. One day, you're going to make a very fine captain.
But thank you.
You know, I spoke briefly to Captain James about you. He was surprised we get along as well as we do.
To be honest, before I was assigned this post, he spoke to me, too.
About?
Not to be blunt, but, well, you.
I should have expected that. He and I had issues. I think we patched them up at the end, though.
So, what is it about our benevolent conquerors that has you so worked up?
Well, two things. First, why wasn't the Argo affected by the sphere?
Perhaps something to do with proximity. Or possibly that our engines were in better shape, having recently been repaired.
Maybe. But the other thing is their message. Remember here and here? The Haruk cites some fairly specific dates. 77 years and 48 years ago. Wave motion-related events at those dates. What could they have been?
48 years? Well, that would have been the height of the Comet Empire's invasion, wouldn't it?
The end of it, yes. And then 77 years ago, the Comet Empire's first invasion?
No, the restoration of Earth, after the Gamelons planet bombed it.
When the original Star Force used the Cosmo DNA. Yes! Both events were when the Earth was restored through Iskandarian technology. Oh my god, that's it. That's why the Argo wasn't affected. Her engine core was different from the other ships, all right. It's Iskandarian!
I think that might be a bit of a stretch, Captain.
I know it is. We need to find a way to confirm it. Reg, call a meeting of the senior staff first thing in the morning. We may have some good news at last.
Back on Earth, matters are tense, but slowly beginning to ease somewhat. In the small town on the Neo-American continent, where Mark Watts and his father Jack live, things are almost normal. Unable to endure the tension of waiting long days for the other shoe to drop, Mark decides to go back to his usual routine. Now, he is walking home after a long day of more nothing.
paying hours of standing around waiting for a customer. Boss is right. We shouldn't even have been hoping, I guess.
Huh?
Well, at least someone else is out and about.
Hello, Mr. Jones. Hi, Bigby. Who's a good boy?
Yeah, the whole dang town is shut in. We would be, too, if Bigby here could learn to flush. Can't say as I blame them, though. What with the news and all. What brings you out?
Walking home from work, actually. What news?
What, you didn't hear? Provincial governor declared martial law.
What? Why?
Oh, some follower all about people protesting the sphere and the new government and such. I guess down Capitol's way, there's been issues. Ain't seen any out in these parts, though.
Yeah, well, we'd both best get home. Goodbye, Mr. Jones. See ya, Bigby.
Stay safe, Mark. Watch out for radicals.
Continuing on his way, Mark is troubled by his neighbor's words. He's kept up with the news. There have been protests. People speaking out about the alien takeover, sure. But by and large, the Valbardans seem to be keeping their word.
Declaring martial law? Seems like such overkill.
Cresting the hill, he looks down into the cul-de-sac where he lives, and it's full of police vehicles. Warily, Mark approaches his home when...
You there. Halt.
Me? Sure.
Yep, it's him. Mark Watts. He's on the list. Cuff him.
What? Hey, what's going on?
Do you know the location of Jack Watts?
Let me go!
Sounds like resisting arrest to me.
Me too.
Scoop him up and toss him in the van with the rest of the scumbags. We'll find his father later.
Unbeknownst to the police, the subject of their hunt is not far away. Less than 100 yards off, perfectly concealed by the trees at the top of the hill, Jack Watts watches his son being taken away and plans his response. Aboard the Argo, ship's night has fallen.
Oh good, Kino, you're still awake. Have you seen Tommy? I can't find him anywhere.
Yeah, he was feeling down, so he, took a walk. On the aft gun deck.
Outside?
Yeah, he does that sometimes.
Susan closes the door to their quarters and dashes to the nearest viewport overlooking the rear gun deck of the ship.
There he is. What the heck's he doing out there? Just standing around?
Coming to a decision, she turns around and heads for the nearest airlock. She rips open the adjacent spacesuit locker and hurriedly dons the protective garment. She pauses only a moment as she holds the environmental support helmet before her. The old fears, the dread brought on by entering so dangerous a place as vacuum. The isolation and the cold, clutching fingers of panic. She remembers them all too well. With determination, she clicks the helmet into place and cycles the airlock.
Okay, you can do this. One magnetic boot in front of the other.
Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are still with me. Susan! What the heck are you doing out here?
What the heck are you doing out here?
I was saying goodbye.
Oh, I'm sorry. But I thought the memorial was earlier.
It was, but one of the pilots we lost was Tyler Simmons.
Big guy? Kind of an ass sometimes.
Yeah, but he was our ass. The plane was damaged, engine flaring out. He couldn't make it back in time. He was left behind.
That's terrible. I'm so sorry.
I don't even know if he's alive or dead. The Valbardans said they tried to recover survivors, but even if he's alive, who knows what's happening to him right now?
I'm sure he's... Oh, whoa! Hey, help!
It's okay. I got you. If you aren't careful, you can decouple both magnetic boots at the same time. Here, let me hold on to you. Give you an extra point of contact.
Please. Oh, that's nice.
Hey, you never said. Why did you come out here?
I saw you earlier, passing in the hallway. You looked so sad. When I got off shift, I came looking for you, but you were nowhere to be found. Kinu told me you were out here.
So you came out here too. But you're terrified of being extravehicular.
Yeah, and you just saw why. But it's alright. You're worth it.
Susan, I... thank you. That means a lot to me. Did you just try to kiss me through two spacesuits?
Yes?
Susan, you are one of a kind.
The next day dawns with a sense of urgent anticipation aboard the Argo. Word that the senior staff has gathered for a meeting has the entire crew abuzz. In the operations conference room, Commander Montgomery lays out the theory.
So that's it in a nutshell. If we're right, the Argo can withstand the effects of the sphere.
We discussed this point first because we wanted to show you all that this situation isn't as desperate as it seems. We have a hope of at least countering the Valbardin. But we must admit that the situation has changed. They have control of our home. They claim their motives are peaceful. But then, so do most conquerors. So, do we fight or not? We need to decide that. Right now. Together.
We don't ask this lightly, but if any of you have doubts, it's better to get them out in the open now. Because we need to be of one mind going forward.
The Comet Empire said they were conquering the galaxy for our benefit. 5 years later, they decided to exterminate us. There is no reason to trust the Valbardin.
I agree with Cade. But we need to consider. Our ship is alone. Against an armada of thousands. Fighting is suicide. That said, the theory fits the facts. It has merit. I say we resist.
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 Thea's right. Don't fight. Resist.
Do you all feel the same way?
Yes, ma'am!
Very well. We resist.
You've been listening to Sea of Stars, Odyssey, Episode 10. A Forward Momentum production, based on the anime Uchu Senkan Yamato, created by Yoshinobu Nishizaki and Leiji Matsumoto, and Star Blazers, which is copyright Voyager Entertainment. Heard in this episode were Jessica Osborne as Madeline Venture, Josh Lambright as Admiral Kine, Rebecca Thomas as Dila Rukali, James Baylog as Cade Morgan, Alex Tran as Thea Holtz, Ben McPhail as McMillan, Shannon Hobby as Addie Beaumont, Coor as Reginald Montgomery, Thomas Drake as Mark Watts, Devlin James as Mr. Jones, Carly Walker as Susan Haruna, Alex Alesperu as Tommy Harrison, Taylor Carlson as Kinu Ogawa, The Hamerton as Stephen Jacobs, Stay Holland as David Erickson, Finn M.K. as Dr. Gregorov, and Peter Jiang and Paul Appleby as the Earth Police. This is Kyle Akers. The episode was written and directed by Devin Cox. Music for the series comes primarily from the soundtracks of the anime Uchu Senkan Yamato 2199, based on themes composed by Hiroshi Miyagawa and Kentaro Haneda, as well as new works composed by Akira Miyagawa. Series-specific sound effects were drawn from The Quest for Iskandar and Comet Empire DVD box sets, as well as the Sound Fantasia Yamato CD. Sea of Stars Odyssey is a non-profit fan production, produced for the enjoyment of the fans. All rights to Star Blazers, Uchu Senkan Yamato, or any other copyrighted works mentioned or inferred herein, including any unoriginal music and sound effects, remain the property of their rights holders. No infringing claims are intended.
Anger, hope, hatred, kindness, revenge. Our reasons for moving forward are often conflicts of their own. As the remains of the Gaumon fleet prepare for battle, the Star Force continue to repair their ship and recover, even as they prepare for the battles to come. Next time on Sea of Stars Odyssey, Episode 11, The Case for Hope. The longest of journeys begins with but a single step.